Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with Whitney Wyvoda, the redshirt junior out of Fairbanks, Alaska. And first of all, Whit, your team gets a 3-2 win in the first game of the playoffs. What was the key to getting that win?
Just working hard and playing a complete game. I think everyone just needed to realize that we can beat some of these teams, and I think our confidence was pretty high, and we weren't scared going into the games. We felt good, so.
I know you've been a part of this team for a long time. I mean, you're actually part of the senior class, but not because of redshirting, but you've seen some lean years, you've seen some great years. What makes this team different?
It was actually interesting because Shane informed me that this is our first win in 5 years in playoffs, so I think it really is the confidence level. You know, we've won against these big teams, and the games we've lost have been close games, and just everyone feels like they have a role and everyone's playing good.
You got things started for the Beavs with your fifth goal of the season, also your third against the Bulldogs this year. What has been the one thing about them that you've been able to have success?
I don't know. I like our line right now, actually. Me and Kristen played a lot my freshman year, and me and Miller have been playing together all season. But we just have fun, and we're resilient if we have a shift that's not so good. And you got to be that way. You got to let go of the bad and take the good and keep working hard.
I'll say this. I got a message from your mom during the pregame show. Your dad almost missed your goal. A little snafu with the online game broadcast, but we got it fixed. Your dad got to listen. I know your parents listen a lot. Your dad was just here recently watching you play. What does it mean to have such great support back home?
I love it. A lot of my other relatives besides my parents listen into the games, and it was funny. I got back to the hotel after we ate the meal, and I listened to my voicemails. I had one from my dad, and it was him whistling the Bemidji fight song or whatever it's called, but it was whistling that, so that was just great.
You mentioned your line mates. Talk about the chemistry that you guys have.
Like I said, me and Kristen played together before, and we actually, before every practice, me and her like skating around, passing, shooting together. So it's kind of nice just to be able to know where she is, and she knows where I am. Doesn't even have to look. She knows where I'm going to be, and Miller works hard. You know, I think we're a complete line. We're each kind of a different player, and we each bring something different, so that's good.
And, of course, you and Huber both have something in common. You both had a red shirt for medical reasons. Do you think that kind of adds to that chemistry?
I think we definitely don't take anything for granted. We take advantage of every shift. We're out there every game. I'm just talking about how much I love playing with them. It's like, we're doing so good, you guys. You guys are doing great. And I just have this smile on my face because we take advantage of it. We love every minute we're out there.
Speaking of loving every minute and not taking anything for granted, what's it been like playing for Coach Scanlon and all of his pep talks he gives you guys?
Yeah, that's one thing that he loves to do. He loves to try and inspire in the team. And he doesn't try, he does it. He's very good at inspiring everyone and getting a spark. And that enthusiasm that he has kind of rubs off on the rest of us. And it's really good to have.
Your defense, block shots, Brittany Mowat. What is your take as a forward of how your team's defense has been playing?
You really can't say enough about Britt. Man, she keeps us in every single game. It's fun to watch her play, especially in playoffs with so much at stake and how calm she is. And you just have that confidence that she's going to stop the puck. And we have a very good decor. It's been really fun this year.
What's it like being in the driver's seat right now in the first round of the playoffs?
Feels really good. usually we're trying to, I don't know, put something together. We might win a Saturday game, but, you know, it's nice to know that all the pressure's on them and we can just go out, play our game. I don't know, it's going to be good tomorrow.
It's always a battle against Duluth, but with your team playing its best hockey right now, what's going to be a key to getting that second win?
Just having the composure, because, you know, they're going to be playing desperate. I don't know what their game plan is, whether how many lines they're going to play, but you got to know that they're going to come out hard and throw everything at you, and you just got to take a deep breath, have some composure, and take advantage when they're taking all those risks.
Whitney, great game on Friday. Go get them on Saturday.
Thanks.